The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, sitting down, I'm aware that this is the last morning of the five faculty series, and in a sense culminating with wisdom, and wisdom culminating with what's called liberating wisdom, which I'll talk about in a few minutes after the sitting. And so the question is what to do for the guided meditation. And I want to emphasize that as we get closer and closer to the heart of Buddhist meditation, that one of the characteristics is that it's very experiential. It's empirical. It's a radical connection to the lived experience of the moment in a very caring way, careful way, a very intimate way, a kind of intimacy that cannot really be experienced if we're spending a lot of time thinking about things. And even if we're thinking about what's happening in the present, and it can feel like we're in the present and with things, but there's something about the thinking that kind of makes a distance between the immediacy of our experience. And then the immediacy of our experience, it's not only the direct experience of something tangible, something that's in the senses, but there's also a form of direct experience of what is absent. And there's a way of juxtaposing what is absent with what is present, not by thinking a lot, but it stands out in highlight. There was a famous musician, I'm not sure who it was at the moment, who was asked, what's the most important part of your music? And the musician said, the silence. That when there's silence, then there's a juxtaposition of the music of the notes. In Japan, they have kind of a little alcove in the wall sometimes where they put a flower arrangement. And it's a beautiful, simple alcove. And one way of doing it in Japan is to have a single flower there. And the uniqueness of that flower stands out in highlight. And you really see the suchness, the uniqueness of the flower, that you would not see if you saw the flower in a whole bouquet exploding with colors. That's beautiful also, but you don't, it's the stillness, the spaciousness, the emptiness around the flower that allows it to kind of really show itself. So with that kind of idea, I'll attempt to offer some guided meditation that maybe points to you to the value of this juxtaposition of what's absent, what's present, and what's empirically, experientially absent. There's an infinite number of things which are absent, of course, but we're not thinking going through the list. It's what we really feel or sense, like feeling the silence or the stillness or something. So taking a upright posture, or a posture of meditation that's suitable for you. The Buddha talked about four postures. Sometimes they're called dignified postures of standing, walking, sitting, and lying down. All appropriate for meditation. And then, in a very direct, simple, immediate way, with your eyes closed, become aware of your experience. What is alive in you? What What are the sensations in your body that point to your vitality, your aliveness? And in the variety of things you can feel about yourself and your body, is there any tension or tightness? Is there any upwelling feeling of bracing yourself or being afraid or cautious? Is there any feeling of warmth and comfort, contentment? Maybe those two even exist together. And is there any place in your body where you feel some pleasure or some rightness or goodness, that it feels good in that part of your body? And then perhaps take a few long, slow, deep breaths, relaxing the tension, softening the body, and softening into the place in your body where it feels good and nice, no matter how small it is. Taking a few more deeper, gentle breaths, and in a caring, kind way to yourself, relax your thinking muscle. Soften in the head and the forehead, the eyes, the jaws, the neck, anywhere that's associated with your thinking. And then in your body, whatever sensations of movement there are, whatever sensations of activity or sensations coming and going, the movement might not be great. It might be a sense of flow or vibration, pulsing. Allow yourself to feel that in a quiet way, a calm way, not worrying about whether you're doing it right or wrong, just whatever is your way. Some of that movement might be related to breathing. And then notice any places of stillness that exists in your body. Is there any stillness, as well as movement, energy, vibration? Without a high standard of what stillness is, become aware of the stillness that's in your body. that exists together with whatever moves in your body. And notice whatever seems spacious within your body, whatever feeling of spaciousness, space, room, the spaciousness between the sensations you have. As you're breathing, perhaps the space between the movement sensations of your front rib cage and whatever more subtle sensation there are in the back rib cage, and all the space in between. Perhaps becoming aware of both what's spacious in your body and what is substantive, the sensations themselves. Noticing the places of tension in your body and the places where there are no tension. Sometimes the mind has a strong tendency to choose or prioritize what it's interested in noticing. If the mind becomes more relaxed and receptive, receptively feeling both tension and the absence of tension. And then in your mind, is there any stillness in your mind? Any sense of spaciousness in your mind? Maybe spaciousness and stillness come together. Are the same. And can that spaciousness and stillness be side by side with whatever moves in your mind? Whatever activities there exist in your mind. Is there any silence in the mind? In the corners of the mind or in the depths of the mind? Any sense of silence? A silence that exists side by side, which whatever noise that's there, whatever thinking that might be there. And then see if you can notice any place within yourself, any place where there's an absence of wanting, an absence of desire. There might be wants and desires, but notice where in your body, in your mind, is a place for the absence of wanting. Maybe in the silence, maybe in the spaciousness or stillness, but it could be anywhere. And as if you could be aware, see through the lens of not wanting. Notice not wanting, being aware of whatever wanting is there for you. In a sense, step back from any wanting that's there and know the wanting from a place of no wanting, just being with it, not needing anything to be different. And then turning your interest away from whatever wanting that you have, and let your interest be in breathing with the non-wanting. That absence of wanting that maybe is found in the stillness, the spaciousness, the silence within. Breathe with the absence of wanting. Relax into the absence of wanting. Feel whatever relief there might be to hang out with the absence of wanting anything, to whatever degree that exists for you. Let go into the absence of wanting. Perhaps feeling the simplicity and the relief. There is simplicity and freedom found in not wanting. Side by side with whatever wanting you have is a sense of not wanting. Whatever way that that's intuited or felt, that absence of wanting, for these next few minutes, trust it. Live in the non-wanting. Let go into the non-wanting. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, this idea of the two contrasting things can live together within us can also be helpful in feeling our care and our love, our compassion for the world, for ourselves. That even when the opposite is present for us, we don't have to always give priority or focus on whatever way we're closed. That can exist within us, but it doesn't have to be invested or overemphasized. Side by side within us, maybe we can also notice there are places of warmth, of tenderness, of care, of love, of courage. I like it that courage comes from French, of the heart. And perhaps from that deep inside, you can, for these few moments now, see the world through the eyes of your care, of your love, of your compassion. See yourself through the eyes of care and compassion and love. And may it be that whatever degree of care and love you have for self and others, for the world, may it find expression in the world. May it be acted on in even the smallest ways. May your love and care and compassion be manifest in this world for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy.